We're on, Joel. So, hi, how are you?
Welcome, Dr. Mike. Thanks so much. We have a great call tonight. I was just giving them a little bit of the inside information about what we're going to talk about tonight. But
The inside scoop, always good.
Yeah. So basically, we want to start out by saying, let's just start out by talking about the Oasis Retreat.
Sounds good.
Now, the website for that, Michael, is pureplanetoasis.com.
I believe that's it.
Okay. It's also, if anyone wants to go onto the homepage of Purium, which is phporder.com, there's a little bubble there, a little pop-up on the bottom. I think it's left-hand corner, which will bring you right to the site. It might be easier for you to do just on the main site as well. We want to definitely ask you for your testimonials. You can email them to askphpdoc@gmail.com. That's askphpdoc@gmail.com, or call it into the main office on the 800 number.
Yeah, we really, really want to encourage people to let us know what has happened since you've been using the products. You know,
right.
If you've had good experiences, if you've had challenges with products, let us know about that too. Because the only way we can, you know, help you and improve what we're doing is to have a lot of feedback. So we really ask for your feedback. It'd be great.
So let's talk a little bit about the accelerate the elimination of toxins with the monthly special here tonight. Okay, let's
start.
That's a good start. It's probably one of the best specials that's actually ever come out.
It's a killer special. Everyone should be jumping on it because it's a bargain.
Yeah, it's all the products I love too. So it's the PHP Power Shake, a large. You buy one canister. You buy one large Master Amino Complex, and you will receive an apothecary. And you'll receive an herbal fiber cleanse for free.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. That's incredible.
It is.
It's like a $52 savings, which is great. I mean, these days, who's not looking to save, you know, $50? Right?
Well, no, I mean, now, saving $5 is a good deal. So if you can save $50, you're really rocking and rolling.
Well, this is the deal. I mean, most people are using these products anyway. If it's not this month, they're using it next month. Once every 3 months, the herbal fiber cleanse, or 4 months.
Right, and they're all good. They're all good for no less than 2 years, and probably longer if you keep them cool and dry. So you can't go wrong. And also, keep in mind that even though these products are featured as part of our fasting program, people use these products every single day for, you know, nutrition and health, whether they're fasting or not. So it really is a super deal.
And you spoke a second just about the Power Shake. Basically, what, to satisfy your core nutritional needs?
I tell people, I just talked to a lady today, and she said, if I take Power Shake 2 or 3 times a day, can I stop using my multiple vitamins? I said, please do.
Right.
You know, the good Lord did not intend us to eat chemicals to get our nutrition. That Power Shake basically is supplying, you know, everything that the body could possibly use. It's got protein even. You know, it's got lots of vitamins and minerals, phytochemicals. I mean, it's a good one-stop shopper for health and nutrition.
And speaking of protein, you just mentioned the Master Amino Complex prevents
right.
Catabolic muscle wasting. So
yep.
I want to talk about that first quickly.
And it's also, and please, you know, let's emphasize one of the big advantages that the Master Amino has, and I get so many people calling about this, is we are having almost in epidemic proportions people who are having mild to moderate to severe kidney failure. And there's lots of reasons for this. Okay, so we don't need to go into that right now. But the bottom line is that you don't want to get on dialysis. And a lot of people are being told they're going to have to get on dialysis if they don't do something. Well, even people that are on dialysis, which can cost you $4,000 per treatment, I might add, are being told by their technicians and their doctors, well, you need to eat 70 to 90 grams of protein a day to keep your health up. And they recommend eating red meat.
Right.
Well, now, the only thing that's going to do for you is get you back for another dialysis quicker. So the real value for these kind of people, the Master Amino is excellent because it's a clean, burning, no-waste protein. And so it doesn't put any strain on the kidneys at all.
Pre-digested, right, Michael?
Exactly. It's made from, you know, legumes. And so, I mean, it's easy to digest. It's in a wonderful form, and you can't OD on it.
Speaking of a testimony, I crush it and put it on my son's cereal or his oatmeal.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
You know, just mix it in with some, you know.
We should probably check. Do we have, has someone named Penny called in?
Okay, we'll check back in a minute.
Okay, we'll check
the,
back.
Let's just touch also on the Apothecary and the Herbal Fiber Cleanse. You know, the Apothecary is probably my top favorite product next to Kamut. But
it really tastes good. It
provides the antioxidant protection and avoids actually cellular stress. So you want to say something about that, Michael?
Well, just that, you know, if you can have a product that tastes good and does so much good for you, it's a real winner. And, you know, one of the problems that we normally have in getting people to do superfoods is the fact that it's a new thing for them. And so the cherry juice is such a wonderful introduction because it's pleasant tasting and, you know, it helps people sleep. It's wonderful for, you know, gout, for inflammation, you know, for people with bursitis, arthritis. They normally get improvement rather quickly because it has so many nutritional goodies in it that it's supplying the body with those elements that allow the healing to take place. And obviously,
right,
you have to do it for long term if you're really going to have permanent healing, but people will normally see some improvement just because those nutrients supply what those cells need.
And I'll tell you, when I want to get a good night's sleep, there's nothing better than the Apothecary.
Right.
Real deep. So there's a few nights I forget to take it. We're all guilty. I usually like to take it in the morning. I take it during the afternoon, but, you know, sometimes I just forget to take it at night. But when I go out of my way and really make it, you know, make a change to really, you know, change things in my nightlife and stuff with adding it to my diet at night, I mean, I see such a difference in sleep.
Yep.
I really do. Let's just take a quick minute and talk about the herbal fiber cleanse, basically to cleanse the blood and the organs. Let's just mention how powerful that is as a product for the day.
Well, not only is that a good product, but I would like to also do my little personal spiel at this point. Is as everyone knows, unless you've got your head in the sand, Mother Earth is having a real problem right now. We are experiencing a devastating natural a catastrophe created by man, meaning this oil leak that's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. And it's been reported that it's spewing not only oil, but noxious gases. I mean, it's bad. And so first thing I would like to certainly ask everyone is, you know, please, every single day, pray that a good solution will be found and that, you know, people will you know, will be, you know, kept from suffering more than they have to, because it's bad. And in that light, you know, the Herbal Fiber Cleanse is a very good product to talk about right now, because not only do we need to keep our colon moving and keep it cleaning, but you've really got to make sure that your blood gets clean. And the herbs that are in this also help to do that. So that's why it's such a valuable aid. And right now, living on planet Earth, we need to be doing almost a constant detox on a regular basis, which means that we should keep our greens up, you know, keep our minerals up, even consider, you know, like probiotics and enzymes on a regular basis, because as our body is put under more and more strain, dealing with pollution and toxins and stress, our systems simply are not designed to handle all this. And so we need to give it reinforcements. And so the cherry juice is good reinforcement. The herbal fiber cleanse is incredibly good reinforcement. I wouldn't use it every day, but it's a very good thing to do weekly or, you know, when you have a need for it kind of deal.
I think 3 to 4 times a year would be good, right?
Exactly, yep.
Every 3 to 4 months, about do a bottle?
Yep.
Now, also, between the Power Shake, the Master Amino, the Apothecary, it's part of the Eric's Anabolic Fast. You know, that was actually designed by David Sandoval. So if you add a few products to that regimen, you know, like the aloe vera, maybe the daily fiber blend and the organic tropical oil, you could go to work and start to maybe add an anabolic fast to your diet. You know?
Yeah, exactly. What I always say to people, you know, because I get so many people calling who are either already doing the fast or wanting to do it and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I always tell people, listen to your body. In other words, one size, just because Eric did this doesn't mean you have to follow it exactly the same way. you have to pay attention to how your body's feeling and act accordingly. And, you know, some people can do it exactly that way and they're fine. They can do 7, 10, 15 days, no problem. Other people are running into problems. And so you have to, it's also very crucial how you start it and how you approach it, that you want to be in a calm place. You know, you don't want to be stressed out and then say, I'm going to do this because it's good for me. You know, that's very hard to make it work. And so there's lots of, in other words, the more in tune we are with our body's own chemistry, the better off we will always be with the results we get.
Well said.
I believe that Penny has joined us.
Okay.
Penny, are you with us?
Oh.
Penny, are you there? Okay, just one more quick order of business. I wanted to mention that also the scoop of greens, the packet is back, which I absolutely love.
Oh, right,
love.
Exactly. The,
great,
the packet is back. That's a good motto.
A great, great tool to build your business and to carry with you, because I love, nothing more than I love is to go to work or go out on the road and I have a few packets in my pocket and I could just, if I have to get a bottle of water, just, you know, throw it in, shake it up, and it's so convenient and so delicious. So
well, not only that, but you know,
like
the one of the, what I tell people all the time is,
believe
scoop
not,
of greens taste good.
Yeah, it's like a snack. It's like a dessert to me. So
yeah,
you know, between meals and stuff, it's just great. And I'm getting a nice boost of, especially around 2 o'clock when I start to crash a little bit and I feel a little down. Do we have Penny there? Is she on the line? Okay. Well, let's just go ahead, and every once in a while we'll ask. And
Dave, do you want to try and call her and see if you can get her on the line? I guess Dave's left us. He's probably trying to do
that. Let's just jump into a few different things. Let's just start with, speaking of greens, scoop of greens, let's talk a little bit about the Best of Greens. It is back out now, all completely 100% organic. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that is super. And one of the reasons why I am a big fan of Best of Greens, and I'm not saying to use this instead of, I'm saying you can use it along with. I will be very honest about the fact that Best of Greens does not taste like scoop of green. I mean, it's more green, so it tastes green. And
is that Penny?
Penny's here.
Okay, great.
Hello,
just
Penny.
Hi. And we're going to have you talk a little bit about your testimony.
Yeah, just give us a second. So anyhow, what we're going to do right now is we'll jump back to the Best of Greens in a minute.
Sure.
So Penny, we understand that you've had a good experience using the FAST program?
Yes, I just had an amazing experience.
Well, go ahead and take a couple minutes and tell us what's happened.
Yeah, Penny, I'm Joel, so I just wanted to say, could you just give us a little quick, like 30-second background on, you know, where you're from and just how you found the products, and then go jump right in and talk a little bit about your testimony.
Sure, okay. I did my first 30-day cleanse with Eric.
Okay.
He introduced me to the products, and once I went through that whole journey, my whole life, of course, just changed for the better. I just started to share it with everyone that I came into contact with. And I used to come Hawaii many years ago, so I go back every year. And I have this friend there. His name is Tintin Pu'ule, and he was about 360 pounds, and he had gout and asthma and allergies and all these different diseases and ailments, high blood pressure and whatnot. And when I was there with Eric a couple of years ago, we gave him his first green shake, and he said, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And, you know, what is that, and how can I feel that way all the time? And he expressed that he wanted to do a life transformation and that he really wanted to try to cleanse. But he said that since he had been living a life so far from the way that we were living, that he really needed a guide. So I happened to go back to Kauai last month, and the day I arrived, he came up to me and said, I'm ready to do this, and will you help me? So, of course, I started him off on the cleanse. He committed to a 7-day cleanse, which has turned into a 28-day cleanse so far. Yeah.
Great.
And he's lost, you know, over 30 pounds, and he's glowing, and he said that he feels happier and clearer and lighter than he's ever felt in his entire life, and he's ready for this major change.
Great. Is there any way you could have him call in maybe next Wednesday?
Yeah, I could ask him to call in next Wednesday for sure. I actually just tried him, and I couldn't get a hold of him. He might be at the gym, so
okay.
new thing.
Definitely have him call in. Have him call and let us know that he can be on next Wednesday ahead of time. That would be good.
Definitely. Tell him to call in about 5 to 9 and talk to Michael and Joel, Dr. Michael and Joel.
Okay, sure.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else
you want to
say?
Yeah, we really appreciate that. And enjoy the sun out there.
Just tell us, how do you feel now being on the products?
How do I feel personally, myself?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been on them for now since I started about 3 years ago. And, yeah, it changed everything for me. It changed.
What would you say was the biggest change?
Definitely, I don't know, it's all connected. You know, it changed my body, therefore it changed my emotions and my spirit and everything, but it just started the cycle. And instead of a vicious cycle starting like a lot of things do to you, it started a beautiful cycle.
Excellent. Well, that's what you need. Everything's connected, and so, yes,
exactly.
Wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah, one thing led to another, and then it was looking at the way that I was living, what I was eating, who I was hanging out with. You know, how I was spending my time, and my life is completely different today. Exactly.
Like a new state of consciousness. So just tell us, what's your favorite product?
My favorite? Can't live without it? Just one, huh?
Give us your top favorite, and then we'll go to
my
the second.
My top favorite, Power Shake and the Master Minos,
Oh, you know, did you hear about the special this month?
Yeah, of course. I'm on it.
Okay, give us
all
one more.
It.
What's your third? Third favorite. What follows Power Shake Master
Third. I love a cherry. When I don't have it, if I'm traveling or something like that, I miss it. I can't wait to come home to my bottle of cherry in the fridge, and I look forward to it every night before bed. So those are my top
isn't
three.
Isn't that something that you mentioned, the three products that happen to be with our special this month?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a good deal. Yeah, we appreciate your testimony. That was perfect.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thanks for being there. Thanks for doing what you do. And it's just
thanks.
Beautiful.
And have your friend call in next week.
Okay,
and I
certainly
add
will.
That if you come anywhere near Penny, you're going to feel her energy. You're going to feel her glow. You're going to feel, just what living food and life force is all about. So,
right.
And she's sharing that like a light, like a beacon, and people are drawn to her because of that. And we encourage everybody to live that way.
Perfect.
I feel
thank
through the
you.
Phone, David. I feel right through the phone. She sounds great.
Yep. No, this is what makes THB special, is that we have people like you. Like last week, we had a lady. I mean, when you get somebody who has experience, who shares their experience, and is sincere about it, it's worth everything.
Yeah, and when you talk to people that that are on the product, they kind of look different than they used to look and kind of sound different than what they used to sound like after they've been on the product for a while. I've seen it in front of my face. People just change.
And the bottom line, what I always like to say, and I know, Joel, you like to say it too, what really sets us apart as a company is we have high quality and great prices.
Yeah, it's where I always like to tell people it's where price meets quality.
Right.
Yeah,
I thought what
absolutely.
Set us apart that we have the best customers in the world.
Well, that goes. That's the reason we have the best customers in the world is because of that.
Mm-hmm. Proof is in the pudding, that's for sure.
Right. It's a good circle.
Right.
Yeah. When I got back to Kauai, people were coming up to me and they're like, "Wow, I almost didn't recognize you. You look younger every time you come back to the island. You're so much smaller than you used to be." All these things. And I'm like, "Yeah, it's the superfoods for sure. Make that one change." And everything else will follow.
That's right.
When we stop eating empty calories, the body loves it.
And then you follow up with them, Penny, with a copy of Dave's book.
Yep.
You give all of them a copy of Dave's book. Buy a whole bunch of books and give them out. So this is the secret right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Michael, we have lots to cover tonight.
I know. Well, we'll get to some of it and some of it we won't. So,
Penny,
yeah,
thank
so
you
Penny,
so
thanks
much.
A lot. And please, have your friend call in next week.
Please, yes.
Okay,
Penny, thank you so much. That was great.
All right.
Have
we really
great
appreciate
night.
It.
Thanks,
God
guys.
Bless.
Okay,
take care.
So back to another great product. Thank you, David.
Thanks. What we were talking about is that one of the reasons that I'm a big fan of Best of Greens and why I think it's crucial is in the last, I'd say, several months, I have been doing a lot of research and I've been exposed to a doctor up in Michigan by the name of David Brownstein, and he's a medical doctor. And he has found that the majority of people in the United States, in the world, have a small to very large deficiency in the element iodine.
Okay.
And
why it's in shortage
right now is because it used to be very prevalent in the soil, and it's not anymore. It's been depleted.
I just want to interrupt you for a second.
Yep.
Most people, wouldn't you say they used iodized salt? They use salt that has chemical iodine.
They do, and that's one of the problems.
So it's funny that people use that salt and they're still deficient.
Iodized salt will actually make you iodine deficient, and here's why. This is what's so crazy about the way scientists think, is now if you use Celtic sea salt, for example, which I know I always promote along with Himalayan salt, those salts have some naturally occurring iodine in them,
right.
And it's a whole food. But when you take sodium chloride as a chemical isolate and you then put iodine in it, what you have is you have the chloride that's competing with the iodine, and neither one of them wins. And so you don't get the benefit of the sodium chloride, and you don't get the benefit of the iodine either.
So wouldn't you say
some of it will sneak in, but not very much. And so one of the best ways to get iodine into your system is sea vegetables. And the sea vegetable that is in Best of Greens is the kelp from Maine Sea Coast Vegetables, and theirs is certified organic.
Right.
And it's very pristine water, and you know, hopefully they're going to be able to keep it clean there. But it's very crucial, and I mean, there's just lots and lots of things that iodine is responsible for. And like this guy talks about the fact that Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes, many cancers are all related to iodine deficiencies. So it's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to increase your iodine content. Now, if you really want to know without spending a whole bunch of money on blood tests and everything else, if you really need iodine, go to any drugstore and buy yourself a little bottle of the iodine. Make sure it's iodine, not mercurochrome. Okay, iodine that's going to be red in color. Okay, it's the kind of stuff you put in your cuts and stuff like that. It's always good to have a bottle of that around your house anyhow. You don't want to drink that stuff, okay? But what you can do is you can put a dab of that, just a splotch, on your wrist or on your stomach at night. And it's going to make your skin red. In the morning, look at where you put that splotch. If it's still red, you have enough iodine in your system. If it's totally disappeared, that means you are deficient.
That's as simple as that.
And you cannot take too much iodine because your body will pee it out. So it's not one of these things that you'll become toxic. Now you want to make sure you're using a clean form of iodine, and whole food is still the best way to go. And so that's why we put the kelp in the Best of Greens, because it is a whole food form of kelp. Whole food form of iodine. And so your body is getting not only the iodine, but all of the trace minerals that are in all of those wonderful greens that are along with it.
Okay. Wonderful.
So I cannot stress enough the need for that. Especially, it's been shown that as pollution gets worse, iodine becomes even more crucial for the body's metabolic systems.
Mm.
So it's pretty amazing how, you know, iodine for many, many years was given a bad rap. You know, it was considered to be toxic, and there's lots of toxic forms of iodine because, you know, you go to the drugstore and you pick one up and you'll see it's got all sorts of junk added to it. Now, you know, that stuff, you know, is not what you want to be putting in your body. But there are people, and good old Dr. Brownstein says people that are extremely deficient, he recommends not only using kelp but also using some, you know, isolated iodine. Now, I'm not a big fan of that. Of course, he's a medical doctor, so that's sort of the way he goes. But it's something to be aware of, and one of the things that we like to do on the naturopathic Wednesday calls that we have either three or four times a month is we like to bring you information that you just aren't going to see in the media, and because these are issues that are important, and it's crucial.
That's great, Michael.
Now, another thing I would like to say that to just go off of where Penny's left her thing is one of the things that she said, and I think this is very important to stress, is she stated that many of the things that changed in her life was one of the things that she sort of just said real quickly and then moved on. She says, well, you know, even the people I hang out with now, you know, are healthier, you know, more conscious of eating right and positive energy and so on and so forth. It cannot be it cannot be stressed enough to emphasize the need for a good environment. That environment is much stronger than your own willpower in almost every case, unless you have very, very dynamic willpower, okay? Environment will win out. So what that means is if you're hanging out with the people that are bar hoppers, you know, that are staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning and drinking and eating pretzels and junk, okay, it's not likely that you're going to be that inclined to, you know, do something different. So for most of us, it is imperative that we align ourselves with like-minded people. It's so simple that it gets overlooked, but it really is important.
Right.
And so I think that, you know.
I agree 100%. I mean, my personal testimony is, just in a nutshell, same kind of road I went down myself as far as with people, with food. You know, I was a you know, sugar junkie. Junk, you know, worse than anyone out there. And I had to hit, like, rock bottom before I stepped
right
up and felt like, you know, garbage and was able to increase my diet with some good products and foods. And when you start to see a change, then, you know, you continue and indulge and jump into it and have a great experience and kind of talk about it and make things happen and change the people around you, situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, your conversation with everything. And just you clear up the, you know, dizziness and fogginess goes away, you know, the funny stuff, you know, it's just incredible when you become clear and conscious, you know.
Oh, it's a, when your mind starts working, it's amazing.
Yeah, then you'll do anything to keep it that way. You'll do anything,
yeah.
Even if you hate the taste of the greens, like some
right.
people, they'll
exactly.
find a way.
I've actually talked to people, you know, I don't get too many, but I've actually talked to people who, even after using the Kamut blend for like 3 or 4 weeks, they'll say to me, you know, I can't say I really love this stuff, but I sure love what it does to my body, how it makes
right.
me feel, and so I don't think about how it tastes. And I said, now, that's smart.
Right.
But most people, I always say to people, you know, if they're going to take the straight greens, I say, you know, the first time you drink it, you're probably going to say, well, this sort of tastes like my front yard. You know, but after a few days, you're going to say, you know, this isn't so bad, and usually after a week or so, you know, it's okay, and then after a month, you can't live without it.
Isn't it funny, the people who really hate the taste of it are usually highly acidic? They're the ones that need it most.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the key. You know, and if you want to see the great example of that, everyone, if you haven't watched this, get the video Super Size Me.
Oh, yeah.
Because it clearly shows how junk food is addictive. And the reason why it's so addictive is because it's changing the chemistry of your body, so you no longer are attracted to good, clean food. You're attracted to more of that which is going to keep your body in that state of acid.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it often takes discipline and like-minded people to be around, so that you can change these habits. Because once you've changed the habit, you can't go back again. It's very, very difficult. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when I was in college, Joel, I wasn't a sugar addict, but I mean, I ate enough sugar, and I would have walked a block if someone was giving away jelly donuts.
Right.
And if you offered me a jelly donut right now, I could not eat it.
Right.
No matter how much money you gave me, I said, no, I don't want the thing. I mean, there's nothing attractive about it. But if you had said that to me, you know, when I was, you know, 19 years old, that, you know, well, you know, 25, 30 years from now, you know, you're gonna look at a jelly donut and gonna barf, and you're gonna say, I can't eat that. I would have said, you're nuts.
Right.
Because I was conditioned. That's what I was used to.
Yeah, sure. Which most are. Most people are.
Most people are. Yeah, we unfortunately live in a society, and it's always been like this, that what's often good for us is not highly promoted because it doesn't serve, you know, the corporate model.
Right.
And so that's another thing. You have to become very wise to realize that just because you see something advertised in a magazine or on TV, oftentimes dollars don't make something good. Dollars just simply are used to get movement. You know, so you go out and buy it.
Sure.
Doesn't mean it's good for you. In fact, in many cases, it's bad for you. But you know, that's how a free market works. And so that's why you have to use your judgment and know what you're doing.
Yes, exactly. Now, moving on to the next topic.
Yes.
We want to talk about maybe, is there a perfect diet? That's something that always comes in.
Always. People are always asking me for, is there a perfect diet? Or, you know, the other question that people, you know, this one I still get a lot, which is funny since it's been around for a while, is, what do you think of, you know, Peter D'Amo's book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type? Because I try and follow it, and, you know, I think it's helped, but I'm not 100% sure. And I answer that the same way I answer, is there a perfect diet? Well, the fact is let's just use a little common sense here. First of all, I will say that Peter D'Amo is an amazingly good writer, and he's a very sharp marketing person. He sold a lot of books, okay? And I would say that there's some value to what he says in his books, but it's no law and it's no Bible.
Right.
And if you want to see how this pans out real easily, let's compare an O-type blood person who lives in Sweden. He's got blue eyes, blonde hair, and skin that's the color of snow. And let's compare that to an O-type blood person who is native to Kenya in Africa, whose skin is the color of ebony and has blue-black eyes, dark hair. Are you going to try and tell me that they have exactly the same nutritional need? Impossible. Of course they don't.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah, highly unlikely. So there's no doubt about the fact that if you have blood types that are of the same background, there's certainly going to be some common denominators there. But even in that case, it's not going to be that precisely accurate because we are all Heinz 57. We've all been, you know, we've been put in a blender. You know, there are very few people who can trace their background and say, okay, I am 100%, you know, this. It's just, it's very rare. It's very, very rare. And so that's one of the reasons why, to answer the question, is there a perfect diet? There is a perfect diet for each one of us. And it often changes as we age. It changes sometimes season to season. But if you're asking for someone else to tell you what to eat, it's never going to happen. But I will say that people have made millions upon millions of dollars writing books about the Mediterranean diet, the fruit diet, this diet, that diet. I mean, they're all interesting, and you can take bits and pieces from them. But you have to find out what works for your body.
You see the latest one, Michael?
No, what?
In the malls, the cookie diet.
The cookie diet!
It's 100% real. I was laughing about the peanut butter diet, but now the cookie diet.
Do I trust that they are selling you the book and also selling you the cookies?
Of course.
Of course. That's what I thought. How did I know that?
Of course.
I must have ESP.
And the other book, too, that always comes in, Fit for Life.
Right, Fit for Life, which is often, I often call Fit for Death for some people.
Right.
And Fit for Life is a good program for some people.
Yeah.
But for many people, eating fruit only until around 11 or 12 o'clock in the day does not work for them. And
right.
So that's fit for death for those people.
Well,
so
no,
that's
no.
Why you have to find out what, just because it worked for Mr. Diamond does not mean it will work for you.
And we don't know. No one diet works.
No, there isn't any.
You know, making change in your life and
right.
Who changes.
And see, and that's another thing I would
choices.
Like to say.
What about better choices? What about physical activity?
Exactly. Same thing with physical activity. See, this is another reason why PHP is such a wonderful company to be involved with. Because, you know, you look around at the networking marketing companies that are out there, okay? And you know, and all these people, they're touting their products. If you really notice carefully, people are selling maybe one or two products. That's their feature product. They make a lot of money on it, and it's got a high margin. And then they start bringing in other things that, you know, are marginal at best. You know, I mean, very marginal. I mean, sometimes they're bringing in other stuff that's pure junk, okay? Whereas with PHP, every product that we bring in that we have in our line are products that we're all willing to take. That's why we have them, because we want to take them ourselves. And so do you necessarily take everything we have? No. Obviously, you're not necessarily going to take barley juice, green kamut blend, best of greens, more greens, scoop of greens, and power shake.
Yeah.
Very few people are going to do all those. Just like people aren't going to go out and buy a Toyota Camry and a Toyota Prius and a Toyota Tundra.
Right.
You know, in other words, you find what works for you, and it may change over time. And that's why we offer the variety, so you can make adjustments for different applications.
And especially what you and Dave talk about all the time, rotating your greens.
Right, rotating your greens. And like what we just talked about with this iodine thing. You know, it's having the best of greens so you can get that extra, not only iodine, but you get all the cruciferous vegetables, especially in the seasons of the year when you're not eating the broccolis and the kales and the broccoli sprouts and all those things that are so valuable.
Right. Exactly. So how do PHP products work within this, you know, with the diet, you know, if you... Back to the original question of the perfect diet. How do we, you know, basically create a diet that works?
Right.
You know, what would you say?
Well, I think that basically, you know, a good friend of ours who works with us, Georgia Cooney, she always presents it as fundamental. In other words, always start with fundamental products. And obviously greens are the most fundamental. And so... having a green drink every day is always a good thing to do. Our cherry juice is a very good thing to do for most people. Okay, sea for nature, you know, like a sea, one of our sea products. These kinds of things are just fundamental for good health and good nutrition.
Yeah. Do you want to bring up the biofruit? Because
biofruit this time of year is not a big seller, probably just because you know fruits are. Graciously abundant. In fact, the prices are amazing. What you can get out there.
But more of a convenience, something to store, especially.
Convenience. It's also great for food storage. And I will put a little plug in right now. I really feel that everybody who's listening needs to be putting away some foods for storage because we have no idea what's coming down the pike. And I think being prepared is the best. Now. One of the things I always say, don't store food that you don't eat every day. So in other words, if you are using more greens or power shake every day, then keep a 6-month supply on hand. And as you use it, then keep it stocked up so you're always 6 months. But like for example, if you're not the type of person that uses millet, and you're storing millet because you understand it's easy to cook and it's nutritious, well, don't store it if you're not eating it today because you're not going to want to eat it later on. In other words, store the things that you presently like and you use. That is the way. So, you know, keeping some extra greens, keeping some extra cherry juice, keeping some extra flax, you know, some of our daily fiber. These are the kind of products that last a long time, and they come in very handy if, you know, you have a hard time getting stuff.
What about the coconut oil, the tropical oil?
Oh, the coconut. I would not live without coconut oil.
Right.
I would say the coconut oil is my favorite product. I love
right.
that stuff.
Right. Get a couple. And we have it in the gallon size, so it's great.
You get it in the gallon size. You know, coconut oil will last almost indefinitely if it doesn't get wet.
Right. Right.
So, you know, and you can freeze it.
Yep.
Which will make it last even longer. But I mean, I've seen some coconut oil that was 10 years old, and it still tasted fine, and you know, it smelled fine. I mean,
that's great.
You know, but it's got to stay dry. That's it. Water will turn it. So don't, if you're using it as a skin cream, don't ever put your fingers directly in the jar. Always take it out with a spoon or a knife.
If you're using it to shave, don't stick your razor.
You know, I actually talked to someone, Joel, who did that. They were putting their razor in the coconut oil.
Right.
After they washed it off and then they put it in, and the thing was growing mold.
Right.
And they said, should I send this back? I said, no.
Right.
We don't want it back.
Right. Well, on that note, we're just at the end of the call.
Okay. And so I would like to, by the way, let me just read a quick little quote that I think will be very inspiring for everyone. A friend of mine actually wrote this, so it shouldn't take but a minute, so I want to leave this with you. And I also want to say that next week we have a very important call, so I hope all of you will tune in. It's the fifth Wednesday of the month, so we have an extra this, excuse me, next week is the fourth, so we have the fourth and the fifth.
No.
This is only the third. I got confused what week
it
is.
Right, go ahead.
All right, so here's the quote. Though the world around us often seems to be engaged in a drama of clashing self-interests, we can have a far greater influence for good than we may realize through every act of thoughtfulness and caring that connects us with other souls. God has given us the capacity to love, which motivates us to reach out beyond I, me, and mine. In relating to our family and to all who are part of our daily life, opportunities constantly arise to practice the consideration, respect, and understanding that nurture true friendship.
Right.
As we manifest a loving attitude that takes into account the needs of others, we find love and goodwill coming back to us and realize more clearly how our thoughts and actions affect them. That's pretty amazing.
It's powerful.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
So take that to heart. I try and read something like that every day because the world's not telling us that, but that's the truth.
World's telling us the opposite.
Exactly.
People you come in contact with. I always tell people, don't neg me out. Don't be negative, you know?
Exactly.
We got to
stay positive for each other, and we've got a lot to be grateful for, and no matter what happens, you know, we've got friendship and we've got good things to work with, and so we're much better off than the majority.
And we have good products.
We do. At good prices.
That seals the envelope right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Joel, once again, you've done a fine job, and I certainly thank Penny for calling in and giving us a
wonderful
testimonial. Hopefully next week we'll have her friend on.
She was great.
Yep.
Okay, God bless. Be well, be happy, and be safe. Same time next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.